What's up, loves? Welcome to Self-Care in Real Life, a podcast where we obsess over giving women the tools that they need to choose happiness and create more joyful moments. I am your host, best-selling author and lifestyle blogger, Ty Alexander, and I'm basically your new wellness hype girl, so welcome to the party. Before we take a deep dive into today's episode, I want to remind you to please be sure to rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes if you've enjoyed the podcast so far. For my faithful listeners who are used to ad-free podcast episodes, we now have them for you over on our exclusive membership community on Patreon. That's patreon.com/selfcareIRL. In addition to the ad-free podcast episodes, you will also find all of the gems that I have created for you to help you cultivate life-shifting healing experiences. So let's get right into today's episode. The year 2020 ushered in a lot of buzzwords that, in my humble opinion, were simply overused. The word triggers is at the top of that list. It felt like every single meme of 2020 addressed a trigger and what folks weren't fitting to do if they were indeed triggered. The quarantine had us super opinionated and honestly kind of wrong. The truth is, we all have emotional triggers, but, and insert very unpopular opinion here, it's not up to someone else to learn your triggers or tiptoe around them. And while we can name a gang of scenarios or even actual people on our friends list that seem to set us off without any warning, we each have a unique set of emotional button. You might even be enraged by someone that interrupts you, and I promise I'm working on that. While someone else might be bothered by clutter, and my gosh, I still ask, why can't y'all clean up after yourselves? But no matter the trigger, our reactions are similar to a reflex. Someone presses the button, and a negative emotional response springs right into action. So in today's episode, you and I are going to discuss how to disconnect your emotional buttons with a few strategies that I often lean on. Disclaimer, per usual, to anyone that I have popped off on, I am still working on these myself, so these podcasts are indeed also for me. You know, I just love games that involve finding hidden objects. I am so excited that I found the game June's Journey because it incorporates searching for hidden objects into a storyline of investigations. And I get to be the detective, June Parker. What a name, right? She's an amateur detective, but you know, I am advancing each level of the game, so I feel like a pro. The hidden object searches are my favorite, but there's also a good bit of amount of danger and romance involved into the game. You know we love a good story, honey. After having this game on my phone for a while, I find myself opening my phone and going to my June's Journey app instead of scrolling on Instagram. It's a good mind exercise and a great way to unwind from my really long day. There's a new case to be solved every week, so I never get bored, and my detective skills are improving. There's a detective in us all. Find your inner detective, download June's Journey free today on the Apple App Store or Google Play. So, number one, you have to observe yourself. I know a lot of us are people watchers. I know I enjoy people watching. It's fun watching people just, you know, move about the world. But try turning your lens back on yourself and really observe. Even though you are in a perfect position to notice your emotional buttons as they're triggered, this can kind of be a hard task, way harder than you might think. And for some reason, our ego allows us to believe that our emotional buttons are rational or even reasonable, but that's often a lie. It's just not the case. So do me a favor right now. Think back on all of the times you were upset in the past. think back to a time where you were like really pissed, like highly agitated. Can you remember what triggered your reaction? What was said? Who said it? How was it said? What was the situation? What was the context? Who was there? Can you find any patterns as you examine multiple situations? Pay attention to your emotional reactions over the next month. Grab your self-care and real-life journal and take notes of when your emotions take a sharp turn in the wrong direction. Then determine the cause. Number two, ask for help. Even at my big old age of 45, I know it's not easy to know yourself. Couple that with trying to know who you are in an ever-evolving and changing world that, gosh, appears to be a complete doo-doo show. Please know that the way you see yourself is going to be very different from the way the rest of the world sees you. If you're feeling brave and like, I don't know, a big girl or a big boy, try asking a few friends to give their opinion on what they think your emotional buttons are. This is where you open your mind and your ears and your heart to receive some critique from people who love you. You might even be surprised by the reactions you receive from them. Number three is make a list of your emotional buttons. Okay, so this one right here, you know how I do. This one is a top tier gem for you and, well, for us, because I think you and I should do this together. So let's make a list of all of our triggers. I know, I feel your side. I know, right? Really hard task. Let's make a list of at least the ones we're able to identify, because I am aware that maybe you don't know all of your triggers, but what are the ones that you can identify? Let's write them out so we can actually get them out of our brains and see them on paper. And we will keep adding to our list until we feel it's complete. Now, the person who is continually healing knows that that's a lie. Like, you're never going to feel like you're complete, but you get what I'm saying. I'm also acknowledging that this task is probably going to take us a few weeks, maybe even a few months, but we're going to get it done. Anyways, I'll share my triggers on Instagram in the exclusive section. If you know, you know. Your girl got subscriptions now. Anyways, let's determine if we can see a pattern. For example, you might, like me, have serious road rage, like you're triggered by people cutting you off in traffic, or you might have a visceral reaction to tardiness, or maybe someone interrupting you while you're talking reminds you of that relative that you're not really fond of. All of these examples suggest that disrespect is what really triggers you. Or for us, because these are my triggers, honestly, if I'm honest. I got a question for you. Are you eating enough superfoods? Because I know I wasn't. But then I found Organifi, a line of organic superfood blends that offer plant-based nutrition made with high-quality ingredients. Each Organifi blend is science-backed to craft the most effective doses with organic ingredients and free from fillers and contain less than 3 grams of sugar per serving. I love their red juice because it reminds me of that refreshing drink we had as kids coming in from a long play day outside. It's a berry blend that promotes energy with zero caffeine and only 2 grams of sugar. Each Organifi blend is easy to use by simply mixing it with water or your favorite beverage while on the go. Organifi takes pride in offering the best tasting superfood products on the market at a price that works out to less than $3 a day. You can experience Organifi's high quality superfoods without breaking the bank. Go to www.organifi.com/Thai and use the code Thai for 20% off your order. That's organifi.com/TY and use the code TY for 20% off any item.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PI, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know,
trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros. Two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude. Stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
Okay, enough about me. Number four, identify how those emotional buttons are hurting you. Go through each emotional button and think about the harm that it is causing. Maybe they are hurting your chances for a promotion at work. Maybe those emotional buttons are causing major damage in your relationships. Each one of your emotional buttons could be, or most likely is, harming you in some way, even if it's just damaging your emotional comfort. And for reference, your emotional comfort is the pleasant, positive feelings that you have. Your ability to have an optimistic view of life in the midst of chaos that's happening outside. It's when your mood is filled and high spirits. Emotional comfort literally eases physical discomfort. More on that later because that feels like a separate podcast episode. Number five, consider the cause. Take some time to think about why these things trigger you. Your emotional buttons aren't the same as everyone else's. Why do these particular things get such an emotional rise from you? Why does something bother you but mean so little to someone else? Are you afraid? Do your triggers, activate the sad feelings in you? Or maybe it's revealing an insecurity you don't want people to know about you. Or maybe it's making you anxious. Whatever you find, identify with them, relate with them, cozy up with them, and don't cover them up. Acknowledging they exist is the first step to really figuring out how to calm and tame them. Number six, identify a more effective response. Ooh, child. So now that we've identified them, let's go through your list of emotional buttons and think about the ideal response for each of them. I know this will be on pause and you'll think about this later because I just asked you for the list. I understand this. This is a save for later, Jim. But sometimes it may be pausing before responding, or maybe it's being vulnerable when triggered. And maybe, sometimes it's a combination of both, because think about what would be most appropriate or advantageous. I like that word. Think about what would be most appropriate or advantageous response on your part. Because remember, triggers are ours to control, even if they are administered by someone else. Girl, go ahead and put that on Instagram.
Number seven is monitor yourself. Give your new and improved responses a try. When you notice yourself being triggered, be really mindful, be thoughtful enough to use your new response and just see how it goes. It's probably going to take a little while. I promise you, this is a practice. It's not something that just, you know, comes to be. It's something that you got to practice. But learn to be present enough to remember your intentions. I know it's really hard when someone ticks you off, you get mad, that button is pushed and you immediately react, right? I get it. But it is very possible to pause and be in the moment and think about what would be the best response. Simple as that. Sometimes when my alarm goes off first thing in the morning, I take a deep scroll on social media. And I know whenever I do this, my day might be heading in a little wonky direction. But I recently downloaded Abide, a Christian meditation app, and I have been loving how my days are starting now. The meditations are based on biblical scriptures, so if you're trying to center your faith into your meditation practice, this is the perfect place to start. For a limited time, our listeners will get 25% off a premium subscription when you visit abide.co/selfcare. Some meditations are as short as 2 minutes, so it can fit into the busiest of schedules, and they have feature topics like overcoming anxiety, managing stress, addiction, recovery, finding forgiveness, and so much more. Get started now with 25% off a premium subscription by downloading the Abide app at abide.co/selfcare. You'll get additional stories and meditations, premium music, soothing sounds, and more. Support this show and get 25% off by going to abide.co/selfcare. That's abide.co/selfcare to download the Abide app and get 25% off your premium subscription. I always get a little sad when I get to the end. I'm like, my last gem, could I have given you more? But I think this is probably the best gem that I can give you, and that is therapy. I'll admit that finding the right therapist can be an extremely daunting task. I have been through quite a few therapists, whether it's because of time and space, it didn't work out, or I outgrew them, or hell, my insurance outgrew them. finding someone that can really help you work through your issues is crucial. It is totally worth it. Therapy is your judgment-free space where your triggers, specifically to this podcast episode, but lots of things, but it's a space where your triggers can be explored, like really explored, which is really the introductory of this podcast. I hope that you get to explore what your triggers are without, you know, dumping them on someone else. But, and again, while I'm here to promote, you know, self-care, obviously in real life, that's what we do, that's what we talk about here. You don't have to do this by yourself. You do not. Let me slow down. You do not have to do this by yourself. Therapy will offer the support, the guidance that you need to process and heal. So, last tip, go get some therapy, girl. Thank you so much for joining me today. I am incredibly grateful for our connection. Thank you for just leaning into these hard conversations with me. And a special thank you to those of you who are here every week faithfully listening and supporting the podcast. If you'd like to continue our conversations, or you just have a story that you want to share, please consider joining our community. Log on to patreon.com/selfcare. That's patreon.com/selfcare IRL. And if you've enjoyed this episode, do me a favor and submit your review on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, or wherever you are listening to me today. Also, I kind of think you like me, so go ahead and subscribe to the podcast so you can be the first to get new episodes each and every Monday. And I want to encourage you to share this episode on IG Stories, Twitter, Facebook. Just do your girl a favor and share it so we can keep the conversations going. And when you do share it, make sure you tag me at Ty Alexander and at Self-Care IRL. Again, thank you so much for listening today. I enjoyed you. And until next time, toodles.